legal scholar, he said, "Ma'rifatu asbabi an-nuzul rafi'atu li kulli haraj." Like, if you know why verses were sent, it can remove a lot of problems for you. Like, it can make difficulties in understanding the Quran less, because now you can kind of find correlation and work in concert with the verses. This chapter, Surah Al-Quraysh, is coming as a response to something that happened in Mecca to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we learn something really important, that oftentimes these verses are coming down when people are hurt, when people are suffering, when they're going through difficulties like Uhud. You know, after the Battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the companions, "Wala tahinu wala tahzanu," like, don't be depressed, don't be sad, don't be stressed. "Wa antum al-a'laun," you'll be victorious, "in kuntum mu'mineen." It's like the worst day of their life, and like this verse comes, you know, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes verses come to guide the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Walau kunta faddan ghalidha al-qalbi lan faddu min hawlik," like, if you're too harsh on them, right, in your heart, if you're angry at them, they're going to leave you. So it's kind of like the Quran is like guiding him how to carry himself. Oftentimes it will come and give him motivation. "Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda," like, eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you something that will please you.